Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Why did you show that picture right before we went on? Cam Newton got cut, baby!
Boom!
I don't know why I yelled that. Sorry. It's the podcast, the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Why did you show me shirtless Mac Jones?
Because that's QB1.
He looks like younger Brett Bielema. The picture of him at that party. Which, by the way, congratulations to Brett Bielema. Won his first game.
Yes, 1-0 back in the Big Ten. You know, it's just interesting.
Cam Newton got canned. What's our thoughts?
I've listened to
the instant reaction. Let's go, Cam Newton.
I've listened to a bevy of podcasts over the last 2 days that have just wasted hours, which means I've in turn wasted hours listening to whether they're going to start Cam Newton. Well, they're not going to start Cam Newton because they cut his ass. He is gone. And this is so interesting because
I like Cam Newton and I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
What did you think of Cam Newton's season last year? Because the people that followed and watched New England closely said you couldn't win with him. You just flat out couldn't win with him. And this was a guy who you're just how many years removed from 15-1
and 7 games.
Yeah. And with all the opt-outs. Remember, New England had all the opt-outs. They come back this year. They spend all that free agent money. Remember, they were the biggest spenders. Bill Belichick had done something he had never done before, which is spend all this money on these free agents. And the thought was, okay, you have Cam Newton. You have all the money that you've spent. You have your opt-ins now. Some of those guys are back. And that New England could have a good year. And looking in that division, yes, Buffalo is still probably the team to beat. Miami, interesting, but still not all in because Tua's their quarterback, even though defensively they figure to be really good.
Yeah.
And the Jets look like they're going to be the Jets. The Jets look like they're going to be pretty bad. They've had some unfortunate injury situations happen already. So they thought maybe that's a wild card team, the New England Patriots. Now they're going with the rookie that me and you were enamored with. Me and you were head over heels over Justin Fields. We were not enamored with Mac Wilson.
I like how that rhymes, too.
Mac Wilson. I just said Mac Wilson.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, because Mac Jones.
I am head over heels over Mac
Wilson. I know
Wilson,
you are.
So.
Mac Jones, on the other hand, you just couldn't tell. You couldn't evaluate because when did he ever have a defensive player within 8 feet of him? I mean, nobody was close to him. He had these windows to throw, but he looked good in preseason. You can't deny.
Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
Who's going to do – the only thing I could say is that he beat out Bryce Petty. And everybody wanted Bryce Petty to win that job. Every Alabama fan in the world wanted Bryce Petty to win that job. So that was the one thing I'm like, well, he beat out Bryce Petty. But, like, last year it was like – I just got nervous about the rise. I didn't hate the rise. I just got nervous about it. We went from – hey, this guy could be a second-round pick. Hey, wow, Mac Jones could be a second-round pick. To, hey, back-end first round. And then, like, a week later, San Francisco's thinking about Mac Jones, number 3 overall. And there were people going, yes, absolutely, number 3. Hate to dime out Ryan Wilson. We love Ryan Wilson on this show. But Ryan Wilson of CBS took it. And to his credit, Ryan wears it. Ryan's like, yeah, I'm still a believer in Mac Jones. I think a lot of teams made mistakes. Mac Jones is going to be great. Like, he's going to go full throttle into it. And so I've heard great things about Mac Jones, heard really great things about him. I don't wish him failure, but this is an interesting thing. But people are going to get upset, and I don't give a damn. There are football reasons behind that vaccination stuff that comes with the NFL. Don't you tell me for a second Bill Belichick's sitting there going, I've had enough of this. Let's go. Let's go. You know, because he's missing time. He's missing time. Bill Belichick he puts winning above all else. He puts winning above a marriage. Mm-hmm. He is not interested in, well, I have my, okay, you can have your own personal thoughts. Nobody's saying you can't make your own decisions, but you can make your own decisions as not a member of the New England Patriots. That's the way he feels.
It's going to get brought up a ton. It absolutely is going to get brought up. Look, Carson Wentz, we just talked about on today's show. Carson Wentz was all slated, ready to come back. He was ahead of the schedule. Boom, out because of contact tracing?
This is so great. This is so – I mean, it's great for things to talk about because you think about this. Josh McDaniels is still in New England. I mean, if this kid does great, it changes the perspectives on a lot of things. It changes how – you know, I think a lot of people are kind of down on Belichick right now, even though 7-9 without many weapons and everything was not a bad season by all. But for Bill Belichick, that's seen as a bad season. Then Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, which changes a lot of people's perspective.
Did.
But a lot of people are down on Belichick. If this say they were able to go up and grab a wild card, because they got some weapons again. They spent a lot in free agency. If they're able to go up and grab a wild card and maybe surprise a team here and there, like, what does that do? What if Mac Jones is known as the next big thing?
How about – I'm already starting to picture it. How about wild card weekend or whatever?
New England
comes into Cleveland. And it's Bill Belichick.
Well,
remember, before last year, he was the last guy to author up a winning playoff game. You had to go back to what, 1994?
1994. I think Don Kroenke was on the call for that. I would say it's more divisional round weekend. New England won a wild card game, then comes to Cleveland.
Okay.
Boom. Mark it. There you go. No more Cam Newton. I got a bone to pick. You ready?
Oh, can I add one more thing about Cam Newton?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to finish this muffin, so go ahead.
I love, me personally, I know other people do not like this, I absolutely love the content of the former MVP, the stylish black quarterback Cam Newton getting the heave-ho while the young white quarterback, you just know the content. You know the content.
What the hell are you saying? Well, I got
you don't think that's going to get brought up? You don't think that's going to be a big part of some of the analysis on all the debate shows? Because people that are in Cam corner, they are in his corner. They can't believe that this was even a fight.
But you know why? Because that's from the Scott Zolak stuff from last week about the rap music.
Yeah.
That puts that
as if white quarterbacks don't listen to rap music, by the way. Pretty much everybody I know listens to rap music, and I'm 40, and I hang out with mostly white people. So what the hell was the rap music thing?
I'm trying to finish this damn muffin. I don't want to leave you out on an island.
No.
I'm trying to get this damn thing finished.
I'm fine. You can leave me on any island. I just thought that was hilarious when Zolak said that, as if rap music, you know, the thing that everybody listens to? It's not like – what year does he think this is?
Hold Scott Zolak, man.
I just listened to the whole Kanye album yesterday, an hour
Scott,
and 20 minutes.
How is it? I heard bad things. Donda?
It wasn't for me.
Really?
It was not for me. I don't know.
There's
who
a
it
lot
was
of
for.
People say it, man. A lot of people say, like, hey, man, everything since graduation has kind of been.
Yeah.
But Scott Zolak, this is easy to explain. You're 40. To some of the listeners out there, you're of an advanced age. If we got some high school kid listening to a podcast, I don't know why he would, but whatever. When we were 18, my dad did not listen to rap music when I was 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. My dad does not listen to rap music. My dad is of that generation that they don't listen to it. Our generation listened to it. Every generation after is listening
to
it. So for us, that's absurd. For them, there was a literal generational divide and, yes, cultural divide, 100% cultural divide in rap music. Now it's blended, but then, no, there was a difference. There was a big difference then. And when I heard what Scott Zolak said, it did sound out of touch.
I'd say so.
Sense of the word. It's just, it's an out of touch. It scares me. Who knows what we're going to say that's out of touch someday. And it's just because of age. Just because it just sounds, it sounded so bad. It sounded really ugly. Jason Cole went after him, and I love Jason Cole. Jason Cole went after Scott Zolak. A couple other people did. Cam Newton no longer a member of the New England Patriots. I got two things to bring up to you. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Speaking of music.
Yeah.
One, someone got me back for all the times I stole from Michael Stanley. It was a well-known thing while Michael was with us.
I remember this.
That I used to take his Diet Cokes. And I ain't going to lie, over the course of – we worked with Michael 9 years.
How many cases do you think you robbed the man of?
Had to be 3-4 cases of Diet Coke.
So many.
Because it was at night or in the morning, and he'd leave them in that fridge. And I just don't think Michael cared. I think Michael knew.
You think it was
he never brought it up.
Wait, is that the justification for it, that it was – it was, so he didn't care. It was for the community.
You know how many people told him that I was taking his Diet Coke?
Oh, you got ratted on?
Yes! Hell yeah, I got ratted on. I got dimed out by everybody. Because Michael would go, where's my Diet Coke, man? And someone would go, you know, Ken was here. Ken's definitely taking your Diet Cokes. And I just think he was like, hey, you're loaded for bear, brother. Like one of them things that Michael would say, and then he'd move on. I think that there was kind of like, if Kenny's taking it, it's okay.
Oh, you were.
I swear to God. You, I swear to God.
Wow.
I think it was. Congratulations to me on all my success.
Yes.
I think that he kind of felt if I were taking it, he never said anything, and people told him constantly. And I know that sounds so bad. Like, Ken, why'd you keep taking Michael Stanley's Diet Cokes? I couldn't help myself. I wanted something with
how
taste.
How many were you drinking?
So bad. I'd take like one. But over the course of 9 years, Anthony, that adds up.
Oh, your esophagus, the lining is just built with Diet Coke. And I guess I'd ask you.
I don't even like Diet Coke as much as I love the other kinds.
So I really like Coke. And so I want to ask you, why diet? Why diet?
Are there
any benefits, really?
What's up?
Your misses are unbelievable.
It's so hilarious to watch. It was something with taste. I grew up drinking pop. I know now that that's bad. My dad didn't care. My parents are great parents, but that was one thing that they never cared about. Axel, I don't think Axel's ever tasted pop. I think, no, you know what? Axel has tasted pop. Axel tried it once. He didn't like it. Eli and Jonah have never tasted pop. Doesn't mean we don't give them junk. I mean, they're kids. I got to shut them up somehow. Absolutely, I will give my kids junk. But, you know, I would go into the fridge and I'd get a cup and go into the fridge and get a 2-liter and pour myself a cup of Pepsi. And I'd have like
I had it
five,
too,
six, seven Pepsis
I,
every day.
I had it too.
You okay?
I even told you. I
Boy,
told
we
you.
We are a lot closer
in middle
than we
school,
thought we were.
In middle school, I had some privileges that actually extended into high school somehow, some way, despite
and
my
he loved Coke.
My erratic behavior. Well, that time it was Pepsi. We had the Pepsi machines at our middle school, and we had a room where, because I was in student council and because I got good grades,
you were a kiss ass.
I was able to do, but I got suspended a lot too, so it was weird. But I had the ability to go in this room, and so I would bring my change, and I mean, they had cherry Pepsi can, and I swear to you, in eighth grade, I was drinking about 6 of those a day. Do you know how bad that is for you? Not just because it's cherry, it could be anything. You can't drink 6 of anything. If it's iced tea, if it's lemonade, anything. You drink 6 of it every day when you're that age. That's got to stunt your growth. That can't be good.
Kenny lost, by the way, like he was drinking iced tea. He lost like 60 pounds or something because he just switched to diet iced tea because he smokes and his metabolism would be through the roof. I would drink a lot of Pepsi, and I knew it was bad for me. I don't even know where the hell this – oh, but because of that, I need to have something with taste. I can't just drink water all day.
And I can tell you, I've gotten rid of – I always had Gatorade stocked because I'd mix Gatorade with alcohol too. I'd mix it with vodka. But it was always good. Oh, it was good for hangovers. It just felt good. Now, when you date somebody who cares about health, it's all water. And, I mean, I'm still drinking beer and bourbon and whiskey, and I still have all those. But for the most part, we're not drinking wine every night as much as I'd love to.
Yeah.
It's water. I'm drinking water with meals.
See, I get the seltzer. I get the seltzer.
I'm not happy about it. I'm trying to think if I know it's for the better. I know it's for the better. Anytime you drink more water, it's a good thing, unless you're trying to win on a radio show. Mm. Then you might end up dead. Look up that reference.
Anywho,
but I'm telling you that I it's hard. I'm drinking water and it sucks. It does suck. I don't look forward to the meal as much as I would if I could drink something else.
That's going to be part of what you guys do to live together. Now, do you guys actually go to the store? Do you guys get grocery pickup, or do you guys get delivered?
We've been going to the store.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is where the pandemic kind of changed everything, and I'm never going back to it. You know, we got 3 kids. putting him in a buggy is not going to work out. We do grocery pickup, or, you know, there's been certain times, I'd say a few times a year here over the last couple years, Liz gets it delivered. I don't like him being delivered here. It's just like, you can go pick him up and whatever. Plus, I can do the hack and put him in a laundry basket, and then I just pick up the laundry baskets full of stuff and I take him into the house. So that makes it a little bit easier, but usually Liz goes and picks it up anyway. And I send Liz emails on, I need this. And I've told her before, everything starts and finishes, because I'm on the highway a lot. Everything starts and finishes. Did you get a case of water? You must get a case of water. I need a bottle of water. I do not like to carry around the things of water.
The jugs.
I think they're disgusting. I know what I'm doing is not good for the environment, and I am sorry to everybody out there. I really am. I truly do not feel good. Guys, I'm the type of person who actually goes through, if I get a six pack and it has like the plastic, I cut the things open
because
I feel bad
it.
For the, yeah. I like to fish. I'm a conservationist. I do feel that way. And I swear to God, like, people have called me, I go, no, you don't. And I go, yes, I do. Every single one.
Ken actually douses it in oil from the Exxon Valdez.
I go and I get one of those ducks from the Dawn commercial, and I rub their faces in motor oil every
time
I change it.
There was a Saved by the Bell episode about that, by the way.
I think I remember that one. So I know I do, but there's certain things that you have to have. I got to have Frank's Red Hot. There has to be. I don't like thin spaghetti. Regular thin spaghetti, I'll deal with it, but there has to be some penne in every order, because if you use half the penne and you try to use it, it does. It tastes different. It feels different. It's not good if you mix in different pastas. If you have a penne and a rigatoni mix and then you're throwing sauce on it, it just feels like, eh, I can't do it. So that has to be in there. And there has to be some sort of beverage that has taste. And that could be LaCroix. That can be, but there has to be like a diet pop. There has to be a diet pop that I can be able to have with a dinner that I can deal with, okay? Because I don't, as much as people think, I'm not going around with a drink every damn minute of the day, every single day. I drink probably 3 days a week. And I don't even go very hard. I'm getting a little bit soft here and there.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
I got small kids. Well, you know, I can't be rip-roaring around them all the time. 4 days a week. Okay, 6 out of 7.
Well, when it's nice out.
Yeah, when it's nice out. And when it's
cold, then what else you got to do?
Yeah, it's true. It's in all types of weather.
So it's every day.
But if I'm not going to drink booze, like, I'm not really into wine. Lyman knows this. I can't sit there and drink whiskey.
I was last night.
Did you really get in the wine?
Oh, we finished the whole – well, I say we finished a bottle. She had – maybe half a glass.
God, you just a couple of old souses.
She goes, I'm going to bed. And she expected me to just come along and follow her like the cat. So I'm going to stay outside here for a little bit.
See, you're already adjusting. There's two bedtimes when you guys, he's growing. He's learning. Because before, man, I did that, by the way, the first, like, 6 years of our life together.
What?
It's time for bed. We are going to bed. Well, I'm not tired. It's time for bed.
It's like you're a child again.
Well, because at first, because you do get trained, time for bed means it's time for sex. And then you get trained to it, and then time for bed is time for bed. And then every now and then, you know, 3 days a week or whatever, that's sex. And then you just get trained to it. So then time for bed is time for bed. And so it took me a while to go, hey, you know what? I work in the early mornings now, so I don't get very many, like, mornings that I can sleep in, so I'm gonna stay up, and so that's okay, except when it's, you know, time for the other thing. But that's how you get trained to that. But you've already broken that. That's a great thing. But yeah, just if you're doing the grocery pickup, you need to go out of your way to pick up something with taste. But yeah, someone stole my Coke Zero out of the fridge, and we're still in the pandemic, which means we still only have certain people back. So I start wondering. Who stole? I mean, do you want to speculate who stole my Coke Zero from the fridge?
Probably whoever's stealing the mic flags and whoever took my adapter. It's the radio gremlins, as Josh Sabo would say.
Josh Sabo would call them the radio gremlins. There's another thing I'm really upset about.
Yeah.
When we get done at 10, I want both bathrooms open. We have short breaks compared to everybody else. Actually, we have longer breaks, technically, when you think about it. But we have longer talk time on the air. We spend more time on air by far than any other stations because the other stations are playing music. I got out of that studio today, and I had to go use it before we came in here. And Joe from next door and Alana from next door. I get Liz has a best friend named Elena, so I get them mixed up. Alana from next door, we're using each bathroom. And I go, you guys play music for 4.5 hours. I need the bathroom open at 10. I don't ask for much, but damn it, me and Double A, Anthony and Owen better have a damn clear bathroom at 10 o'clock. Yeah, I've been holding
you guys,
it for hours
you guys
here.
Have had all day to use it.
My
we have not.
Prostate is the size of a beach ball. I got to get this thing taken care of here. Sorry. I just needed to bitch about that. By the way, Buffalo's Josh Allen is now the oldest starting quarterback in the AFC East. He turned 25 in May. Boy, things have certainly changed in the old AFC East.
I don't know if it's always it just seems – it seems like there are so many – like we get Baker, right? Good, promising, young quarterback. And it seems like there are so many other good, young, promising quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't even know about this crop, this year's crop.
Yeah.
Right? Mac Jones,
yeah,
no
I
can, idea.
I got to go back to the bathroom thing. I thought you were going to back me up on that. You didn't give a damn at all.
Well, I don't have to use it as much as you seem to use it. But
I drink probably so much water and coffee during the show, that's why.
Yeah, I only have one cup of coffee, and then I go right to water.
How much water do you drink?
I don't know. I fill up that jug.
I had three bottles today.
Well, you're drinking more than me.
And I wanted to have a Coke Zero, but that ended up going.
Yeah, what a rye. It wasn't there for you.
I just had a grape juice. That's a diuretic.
I just wonder if once nightfall comes and goes from the original date that you added your drink of choice to the refrigerator, I wonder if it becomes a community, if anybody can poach. If they're like, I saw this yesterday and it was in the same spot. Even though some people put their same drink in the same spot every day, and then how would you ever know? Maybe they take a Sharpie to it. You know, like some of the parking people in some towns, the people that monitor the parking, they put like a little mark on your tire or something.
Now I'm thinking about it. I bought you a candy bar. If whoever took it just asked, maybe I'd get him a pop.
Just to clear your conscience. And so you know, because you just would rather know now. But people fall for that trap all the time, especially when I was young. I would get called into the principal's office, and it would basically be a scam job every time because they knew they had the power, and they knew that you would wilt. And it didn't have to be Guantanamo Bay. It didn't have to be any of that. They could make you confess to anything.
I didn't, which is surprising considering the history of the show. I did not snitch.
Really? Ever?
Swear to God, did not snitch. I got called in by Mr. McBurney and just sat there and stared at him, mostly because I was very scared and I was afraid to say anything.
But they would also
say a damn word.
They would also lie because that was the trick that they had at their disposal.
They'd lie to me and I just stared at him. I didn't say a word.
And they would say, we know who it was. This will be better for you if you just come forward.
Then I forged my dad's signature on a detention slip.
What it does is it gives you clearance to be able to lie and do so without feeling guilty. And so you become a better liar down the road. And then your superpower, everybody tries to come up with their superpower becomes lying, and you become so damn good at it over time that you become pathological.
Like someone like you?
Yes. And you do it without even tipping off anybody.
You can't be a pathological liar, because doesn't a pathological liar just do it basically all the time as a reaction? Like they have to lie? I don't think you're a pathological liar. I just think you're a very good liar. That's the difference.
Is there a big difference? I don't know.
I've just seen you in action. You are. You're a con man. You're a grifter.
I need to be the type of grifter that actually makes a ton of money. There's so many people doing this.
No, you don't. You don't want to be that guy. Because then everybody's taking shots at you on Twitter, and they're saying they're coming after you when we eat the rich.
These political people, and it absolutely is both sides.
You want to be an under-the-radar grifter.
They are making so much money, and it's there for me. It's just there.
Then just run for political office.
I just have to take the money.
Just run for mayor of Cleveland. I told you before.
What do I care if strangers—
You really think Dennis Kucinich could beat you in a debate by now? How old's Dennis Kucinich? Like a 97?
I'll have you know. Didn't I send you a photo the other day of my girlfriend discussing things with Dennis Kucinich?
I thought you should have yelled something at him.
I said Mr. Kucinich, and I told him, I said, sir.
I can't believe you called him sir and Mr.
I said, sir, I hate to say this. I support Ross DiBello. But I really do hate to say it.
What did he say? Did he laugh?
He did. He was very nice about it.
Yeah, fine.
He was very nice.
What else you want to get into? Oh, Extend Technologies.
Absolutely.
XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true with the wonderful people at Extend Technologies. Tony was just texting Lima and I earlier today, talking about some things when it comes to sports and what they're doing here at the Fan and how they're changing the entire scenery of everything here with Extend Technologies. And again, it's online first for you. XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Make your home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. What were you going to say? You reading something?
I am.
You've been distracted all morning
by reading
articles.
Well, the deal is, here's my question, and it's something we'll revisit tomorrow. Did we spend too much time on the Bishop Sycamore thing? Were fans interested in it or not?
Yes.
Why was I so interested in it?
We had calls out the ass.
And
why wouldn't we?
Furthermore, I was almost even more interested in, and I didn't think it would happen, at the start of the interview with the one quarterback's dad, I was thinking, oh, my God, this dad's an idiot. He's being taken for a ride. How did he not do the research? And then by the end of the phone call, I went the other way and said, I totally understand. I totally get why, after that COVID year, his kid is trying to get a better offer. Now he is being dangled the carrot of big-time program affiliation, the passing camps, the ability to play on national television. Maybe this gets picked up by Netflix. This could be the best thing for my son ever after he was denied his senior season because of COVID. So do the gap year. And I'm hearing good things about this place. You probably don't want any of that stuff to be true, or any of your worst fears to be true, or any of your cynicism to be in any way affirmed.
People,
so I actually understood it.
People were ripping the hell
out
of that guy after while he was on the show with us and then after he was on the show with us. And let me tell you what, I know a lot of people, they think they do it right. I could see where that guy got things mixed up. I could see where that dad who joined us on the show got things mixed up. Because you become, if you make a lot of irrational decisions based on the betterment of your children, if you believe you're giving your children a better opportunity, if it's for the kids, then you are going to continue to make more rash decisions based on that. And what I mean by rash isn't just a knee-jerk reaction, which I do think that he was making a bit of a knee-jerk reaction. There's also the point of, you're looking at this from the perspective of, if I don't do this, could we pay dearly for this 20 years down the line? There's a what-if factor. What if I would have done this for my child? What if I would have done that for my child? And so he's looking at it through an opportunity. So I can understand. And again, at the end of all this, yes, he calls us up. He tells us this story. The story is provocative. It's a strong story. And he looks at times like a boob. I was sitting there looking at Anthony. Guys, we turn our mics off every now and then, and we will have a commentary during the interview while we're talking to a person who's being interviewed. It's not all the time. Usually we just point back and forth to each other who's got a question or a topic where we want to make sure it gets asked during the interview, so we make sure we hit on something that we think you guys want to hear. But there are times where I turned off the mic and I go, this idiot didn't know. He didn't. And I called him an idiot because I'm like, you didn't Google? You didn't search any of this stuff? Like, it just seems perfect to me. I know sports, and Lima knows sports, and we know high school football coaches, and I would, if my son, like I assume my son, if he plays sports, is going to go to Streetsboro. If there was anywhere else, like say he was any good at anything, I just use him as an example. Lima's would go to Rocky River. I'll use Lima as an example. Say Enzo Lima goes to Rocky River, and all of a sudden there's an opportunity going, listen, I can get you into St. Ed's. And if your son goes to St. Ed's, then we have these connections over here at Michigan State and so, and he'll go there. Well, Lima knows kind of the cynicism of it and kind of knows what the back hash of it. A lot of people don't. They just hear wonderful things and they want to do that. And it's nothing against St. Ed's. I'm just using everything as an example. It's nothing against Rocky River. It's nothing against Tone. You use that as an example, though. Here, this is a guy who's from Texas. His son is in Columbus. His son has an offer from Youngstown State. He wants to see if he can get his son an offer better than Youngstown State, because they're not the powerhouse they were with Jim Tressel or even a little bit with Bo Pelini there. And he wants to see if he can get his son something else. You're going to Clemson, Georgia, Dallas, which SMU's a mega camp, and somebody texts us going, you got $70, you can get into SMU's mega camp. I know, but you still want the opportunity to get in front of the people. This is another chance to put something on tape. COVID takes away some opportunities there. This is a man who wants to do everything for his kid before his kid's said and done. Yes, there is some boobery in this, and I'm sure that this man would admit that there's boobery in this, but we've all done boobery things, booberish things, for what we think is going to be the betterment of our children, because we're willing to sacrifice our good names or even something in our common sense if we think it's going to be better for our kids. So while I'm not going to sit there and call the guy a martyr or some sort of a hero, yes, he should have known better, but that's easier for me to say as an outsider, where no, I think he legitimately was trying to do something well for his son, and it almost didn't completely, still goes to YSU.
Yeah, almost, life is not ruined.
Yeah, it almost fully backfired. For some of the other ones, I hope to be able to say something for some of the other ones there.
Maybe other kids sleeping on the floor.
Sleeping on the floor in some like empty house. You're stealing from grocery stores. It's just bad. That's just bad stuff.
And how about the recognizable schools with proud traditions scheduling them? So they didn't just dupe this father. I know everyone wanted to go after the father. They duped everybody. They duped ESPN. Do you understand? They duped Peyton Manning's production team or whatever the hell they are. They put on these games, these high school big time showcases.
Yeah. It's very, very bad. And now people are sending tweets saying that Cam Newton's going to play Bishop Sycamore.
Why not? You know, it's so funny. We always wondered. I remember that was like a running gag when we were younger. Like, when we were good, like in college, we'd go back and play in high school and fool anybody. And then you'd hear stories because before the internet, guys would, their parents would move school districts. Their kids will have graduated and they find a way to get those kids back playing high school.
Yeah.
It did happen. It actually did happen. Now it's a lot harder to do it.
Well, we would do it in, again, it was always you front load the contract, you front load the years that you get held back. A kid, okay, so in Stark County, I got to be careful I say this. In Stark County,
anything goes?
Yeah, I mean, it is the SEC of high school football in Ohio.
You've said that, and
really
it's 100%
true. It really is crazier, and because, I mean, at one point, I hope McKinley
it
can get up off the mat.
It just means more, Kenny.
Yeah, it just more. Honestly, it's just like the SEC. It just means more. And at Massillon, I'm not going to sit there and lie to anybody. Like, you go back and you look at the Jesse Scott stuff. There was people there. And honestly, when I look back on it, like, you know what? Jesse Scott can go to any high school he wants to. I don't give a damn. I don't care. Like, I want kids to get a good opportunity, and if they feel that playing for Massillon is a better opportunity, I don't care. I'd rather Perry kids stay at Perry because I love Perry, and that's my old high school, just like I'd rather a Streetsboro kid stay in Streetsboro. But at the same time, if you feel you got a better opportunity, well, you know what? Who the hell am I to say? I'm not your dad, and you're your own kid, and you can do whatever you and your family can do whatever you guys really choose to do. And so if you think going to Massillon's the best idea, go ahead and go to Massillon. I mean, hell, so I know Streetsboro got a couple of kids from Akron a couple of years ago, and they ended up doing very, very well. So that's what you need to do. But there are people who take that very seriously, and there's people who get upset, and there are people who are actually predatory about that sort of thing. And I think that that's kind of what you get, where, yeah, there is a bit of back channels, if you will, about getting certain players from certain areas, and because you might have open enrollment, you can make some things work. And again, I'm the middle, you know, I'm coming from the middle of Stark County. I'm not just going to point fingers at Massillon. I'm not going to do that because there's other football programs and there are other sports programs that go ahead and somehow are able to get kids because of open enrollment to go to their school that maybe they wouldn't because they're on the other side of the county or they're even in Wayne County for that matter or something like that. And these are public schools and they're able to do it. It is a different atmosphere, but they do that at the very beginning. Eighth grade, you have a buddy in school, and all of a sudden that buddy's not there the first day of school because he transferred to Maslin.
That is so bizarre.
He transferred. We
might have had a few kids scholastically end up at like Hawken or Gilmore.
Yeah,
right up the street.
Did I ever tell you the old days and how it used to be with the manufacturing jobs? I might have told you this story before. I'll say this for the podcast. I'll say this right now. So back in the day when there were many plentiful steel jobs, okay, before Black Monday and everything like that, and by the way, you can correlate this with when did Canton McKinley win their their state championships, not just the tournament championships that they won, the OHSA championships, but the voted upon AP poll state championships. When did Maslin win their 24? Somehow they came up with two more. It used to be 22 on the sign.
Yeah, they're like the Alabama.
Yeah. They had state championships, and these were mostly in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, right? There's a very simple way that this was done, and it was all, by the way, legal. I'm not sitting here bagging on Maslin. I had a coach tell me this. I had a couple coaches tell me this, is that back in the 60s and before that, they would get wind of some kid in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, or somewhere in Allentown, even on the other side of Pennsylvania, and they'd get in a damn car, and they'd get on the highway.
This is before the internet.
And they would
before cell phones.
They would go in Pennsylvania. They would go through some of the other places. They would go down in Birmingham, Alabama, if they had to. And they'd get – there'd be some kid who was in eighth grade, and they would get tape on that kid, or they'd get some high school kid, even some high school kid who was in 10th grade, and just leaving the other kids in the dust. Remember, this is the time where – you had to have real resources to get anything on tape, where you had to go. You felt you had to go to a big school to get noticed to go to Ohio State or to Michigan or to even West Virginia or some of the other Notre Dame and so on and so forth. And they would go there, and because steel jobs at those times were plentiful and there were plenty of steel plants all around the Midwest and the South, is they'd go down there, they'd see a kid, and they'd talk to their parents, they'd talk to dad. Does your son think he can play college football? We think your son can play college football. And Paul Brown is still alive and still has many connections at Ohio State and certainly has connections with us. We can make that happen. And dad would say, yeah, we want to do it. And all they do is like a big steel corporation that I don't even need to mention out loud, you just get a transfer.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do. And they would move the whole family up there. Those kids would play for Maslin. The family would live in Maslin.
Everybody
Dad would
wins.
Go work at the steel company, and everybody wins. And it was totally legal. And people would side eye it here
well,
and there.
Yeah,
but there was nothing they could do because you know what? McKinley was doing it. Maslin was doing it. You know what I mean? Like the schools that were good, they were doing it because it's a legal thing to do. It's easy to do. And because their parents wanted them to go to Ohio State, wanted them to go to Michigan, wanted them to go to Notre Dame. To hell with you if you got a problem with that. My kid's going to go to college. He's going to be the first one in our family to be able to go to college because he plays football. So I totally see the reasoning for that.
I just miss the days because this is gone now. You don't need it because of the internet. I miss the days of high school recruiting telephone, the game of telephone, where you would have to hear from someone who heard from someone who heard from someone who actually saw somebody perform. That actually did happen.
That's
how everybody would measure based on the people that they found to be credible. And I've said the story many times, but there was no internet video of LeBron James in his first, couple months of his freshman year. There was no internet video. There was no video out there. And you had to hear from somebody and said, Anthony, you got to see this LeBron James. He's a freshman. And they're loaded. They got other guys. They're going to cruise to a state championship. And then to actually go, you said, I got to get in the car. I got to drive down. I drove to Walsh Jesuit to go watch LeBron James play. But that there was no internet video. Now it's easy.
You had to.
Now it's easy. You can get discovered from anywhere.
It was before, like this is right, even as YouTube's popping up, but this is really before social media and camera phones and things like that. Like you would hear, I think the last gasp, I told you the story a million times about Dustin. You had to watch Dustin. Here's this white kid out of Glen Oak who's extremely fast. You had to go see him. Even before that, when I was really small, Kenny Peterson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mike Doss, which is still, like, right before us. And then, goodness gracious, Percy Snow was before I was born. But, like, Shea Bryant, a couple other guys, DeMarlo Rozier, Ben McDaniels, like, those guys. Like, you had, like, there was always word-of-mouth stuff. Like, you had to go and see him. And so that was, you know, those were the glory days. Now everything's out there, and you pay $400, $500, you get a tape put out, and it's become its own business, and it's better. It should be better for the kids. I know that greasy people get a hold of it. I used to have a very cynical view of it because at first I thought, man, these kids really, I mean, they're I wonder if they're getting used. Maybe they should be not making such a big deal about the hat day and the signing day and stuff like that. And then it's like, well, I don't know. I see so many kids get flushed out of the college football system now that I'm a little bit older.
That's all they have.
And it's like that day where the kids on, you know, channel whatever, and they got the camera on, it might be the best day of that kid's life. So let him have his fun here. But that's the way it used to be, man. That's the way it was, and we're never going back there. It's only going to get worse. But no, it's just the way she goes. All right, I think that's it. I think we did a hell of a job today.
That's it. Now tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk with Bruce Feldman.
Are we doing that for the podcast? Are we doing that for the regular radio show?
Oh, that's going on the show. Because he is going to take a flamethrower to Ryan Day.
I have a feeling you're going to ask the majority of those questions.
We'll see.
Okay. XTENDAV.com. Should I ever wear these socks again?
No, I don't like them.
You know?
I just threw out a ton of socks over the weekend.
I kind of like these. They're comfy.
I'm rebooting.
XTENDAV.com. Go to Extend Technologies. It's time to make those home dreams come true with Extend Technologies. Where are you going today? Are you staying downtown? Are you going to meet with our people?
Doesn't look like that's happening.
I got to go to Solon. I got to go to Solon, then I got to go to a grocery store real quick because I got to pick up my stuff for my eye. And then I have to go to I'm going to Harbor, man. Getting myself unpaid testimonial. I got to get myself a new hose gun so I can spray down my pond filter. Hose gun.
A hose gun?
Yeah.
Because I just got a gun yesterday.
Yeah, you screw it on top of your hose. Just call it a hose gun.
Why didn't you have one?
I got rid of my old one. It was broke. It was on the back. I got two hoses. I got one in the front and one in the back. And the one in the back broke, and so I got another one because I got to clean that stupid pond filter every week. And it's just better with the gun to be able to spray it off and do everything else because I don't like that. I don't like hose hanging out there.
I have to get it to water the flowers.
There you go. XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. It's time to make the – oh, someone asked real quick, Cleveland Joe, what do you guys think about the Steelers picking up Cam? I'd hate to see it, but logically I think it makes some sense.
Why is it? Dwayne Haskins had fantastic numbers in the preseason.
They can't get every quarterback, you guys. Which one do they want? Do you want anything? Do you think that that's a good idea? Do you think they do it?
No.
Okay.
Does them no good.
All right. Well, we'll discuss it tomorrow. Bruce Feldman on the show tomorrow. Feldman on the show tomorrow. Again, online first, XTENDAV.com. For Owen, for AA, for Tone, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Did you? Oh, my
dear.
No,
I saw it. I saw exactly what you're saying.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.